so many of you have probably already heard, maybe in your friend group, or maybe you're seeing all over social media. Maybe you're walking in downtown Greensboro and you're hearing all of a sudden these businesses are just up and closing. Most of them so far have been without any sort of warning.
And been open for a long time.
For a long time.
And it just came like all at once.
Yes. I mean, just this past week we learned that McCool's, a Greensboro staple that has been open forever and ever and ever, the Irish bar right downtown.
That's where I met Heather.
Well, we all have so many memories there. It's where I do a lot of my drinking. It's where I did a lot of my drinking. It's where everybody I know celebrates St. Patrick's Day year after year after year. Have closed their doors, pardon me, because we didn't get a warning. There was no warning whatsoever there. And then we also learned Dame's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah,
just around the corner. So delicious.
Closed right away. Liberty Oak.
No.
Closed. Yes.
You're kidding.
Closed.
These are all like right next to each other, seemingly so.
This week, I mean, it was like when we were hearing about
it. That's a good restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Seal and Sco is closing, I believe, in June.
What is it?
Seal and Sco, the one that's right down here on Elm Street.
Oh my
Seal
gosh.
And Sco's been there for a long time. And then also we just learned Red Cinemas.
Yeah.
Gone. Close their doors.
That's not good.
So, as you can imagine, many people are very upset about it. And it's like, what is going on? What do the businesses know something we don't know? And what else is going to shut down in the next, you know, week or the coming months? There is a really great influencer that we follow on social media. His name is DJ Cuisine NC. And he went on his social media and basically saying what I think a lot of us are thinking.
We got to talk about what's going on in Greensboro, North Carolina. These restaurants are leaving the city quicker than school teachers leave the school on the last day.
Yeah.
What is going on? First, you took K&W.
K&W.
Then right. Dame's Chicken and Waffles. Silly and Skogan ready to leave. And now McCool's? You know how many memories I got in McCool's?
Yeah.
Leaving at 2 a.m. They still serving up collard greens and that cinnamon toast crunch sandwich.
He's like the Stephen A. Smith of our area. The way he delivers
so
that.
He didn't mention Red Cinemas, but yeah.
Well, I think
he's doing just restaurants.
Well,
he's
more of a food guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think at the time that this was posted that it had been announced. That just happened.
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah.
Did they put a hit out on these restaurants? Did they raise the rent? This what happened. This what happened when y'all take the parking up. Parking prices high in downtown. YN's cutting up. We don't want to be, us grown folk, we don't want to be in downtown after dark. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. But if these restaurants keep leaving, guys, I ain't gonna have nothing left to review but the chicken wings at Sitco and the new Piggly Wiggly. This don't make no sense. Greensboro ain't gonna be the same. Greensboro McCool's?
He's mad about that
one.
That
fish, that fried fish, that brunch sitting outdoor. Wow, wow. I'm turning into Inspector Gadget. And I will get to the bottom of this. I'm pulling out the Go-Go Gadget arms. I'm going to talk to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to Trump. I'm going to talk to whoever I got to talk to. Let's get to the bottom of this.
He does have a very much a Stephen A. Smith delivery, which I love.
Yeah, well,
it's very entertaining.
Very passionate.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know why it hit so hard. I do. I do know why it hit so hard. Because these are our local haunts. I mean, they're like where we go. They're where we're hanging out. They're who we're meeting people. Where it's what makes Greensboro, and it's just like all of a sudden everything's changing.
In all like 1 week, it seems like
it does.
Like every day is a new one that's closing.
Yeah.
You got to remember too. A lot of people think that these other businesses will have less competition, so it's going to be busier. It's actually the opposite because people go and flocks to where they know a bunch of stuff is. It's kind of like a car dealership. If a car dealership is in the middle of nowhere, but you can go down Wendover and there's a million of them, people flock to where there's a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good.
You remember Jason told me that years ago, and I was like, you know what? That does make a lot of sense. Like, you don't want to be the only restaurant in a town. You want to have multiple so that you don't want to have like five pizza places next door, but like you want to have multiple.
Yeah, because it brings
different restaurants.
Like when Katie might go out, they're like, well, let's go down there. We're going to go here, but there's other places.
Well, and as somebody who goes out a lot in downtown Greensboro, I felt like we kind of were on the up and up. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like there more restaurants that were opening. Finally, it felt like we had variety, and it felt like, you know, there were lots of things on Elm Street in particular that we wanted to visit. We wanted to try. We wanted to go. We wanted to meet up. And then to hear that it's all closing overnight is just shocking.
And, yeah. You know, another thing is the company that I'm part of, mm-hmm. Which is Game On, but we would welcome more bars and businesses and restaurants right near us. Even though we're a restaurant and a bar, mm-hmm. we would welcome that because it brings more people to the area. Let's go down there. There's a bunch of things to do. You can bar hop, and if this one's not good, go to the other one. You don't want to go to the one lone bar in the middle of nowhere. Right. You want to go to where you know there's multiple bars. So we would welcome that. Mm-hmm. I will say this, Katie, you probably won't like this.
Well.
And it's a little controversial.
Okay.
But there is a problem in Greensboro with homeless people and mental illness and all that.
Sure.
And what people are nervous sometimes to mm-hmm. go because they sometimes get harassed. I just heard it. Mm-hmm. Harassed about it. People don't want to walk downtown at night because of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was in, I don't want to say where, but I was in a place eating and a homeless person came in and caused a huge disruption that people don't want to do that. So we have to think about that. One other thing, the new mayor, I don't know much about her. I read about her and she seems like more in the middle politically to me. I do have some confidence that she will help with the downtown.
She owned a restaurant for years and years and years. So she has that background as well as a business owner.
That's also what you hope for with a mayor is that they are for the good of the city and not just for their own personal intentions.
No, not personal, but there's some, you know, that each city has some radical ideas. And sometimes when it's too far one way, it backfires.
Well, and you're right, Jason. I don't like that because I think the bigger issue that we should be concerned about is helping the unhoused. I mean, it clearly is an issue. Mm-hmm. And it's not just our city that is.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's not just our city. So I think that the bigger picture feels very daunting. It's like, well, what can we do if everybody else is going through the same things? I also don't like that maybe it is, you know, the fear of being harassed or the fear of feeling unsafe that is stopping people from coming downtown because we go out all the time.
Yes.
And yes, of course, you will. Every once in a while, we do encounter somebody who maybe makes you feel a little uneasy, but it's not, that's not the rule.
Right.
You know, that's not every single time you're going out.
No, but in the day sometimes even.
Sure.
I mean, yeah,
sure.
And I don't want to say the place either, but a very popular place and they have outdoor seating. It was for dinner, but it was like 6 o'clock. It wasn't late or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gentleman that was homeless, and he was aggressive, and he was yelling at mm-hmm. people as he walked by. And the families were, like, nervous, and, like, people started picking their plates up and going inside because mm-hmm. he seemed like he's about to be violent. It wasn't even just, like, oh, poor guy. It was mm-hmm. he was yelling at people as he was – and he would stop and, like, stare at people while they're eating. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah,
there's a million factors that go into businesses closing.
And there are, and the town, I know for a fact, also – has tried or is currently trying to figure out a way with ambassadors downtown.
What's the new mayor's name? Does anybody know?
I'm so bad at saying it.
I am too.
I call her Mary Kay.
How about Mayor Mary Kay?
Mary Kay A.
Mary Kay A.
Yeah.
Yes.
She just started.
Yes, just. But, you know, there was a program, and forgive me because I don't know if it is still going on, but there was where you were an ambassador and there were ambassadors who were walking around. And if you had a problem with somebody who was either harassing or maybe sleeping where they shouldn't have been sleeping or were outside of your business, you could call the ambassador and they were trained in mental health. And so it's not like... it's not being addressed. It's just a very daunting task.
Well, I will
to
say
figure
this.
Out.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I mean, because no one has solved it in the whole entire world.
No, but there are cities, some of the cities that have dealt better than others. Like Greenville, South Carolina is one of the most underrated cities in the entire country.
It is beautiful. I have been.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You go there. There's rooftop bars and restaurants and hotels. It's a smaller market than us. Restaurants and hotels and trails and hanging bridges that you can jog on.
And a river.
Yeah. Oh, and it's nice. And you feel safe there. You really do. You don't have the same issues. And from what I understand, a year ago, we were supposed to emulate that city
mm-hmm.
because they knew about it. Most people don't know about it. I went there on a Tuesday. Me and Carol went there on a Tuesday. There was people everywhere, even tourist people, just everywhere. It's just beautiful. And that's kind of, you see other cities that are like that. You should maybe try to emulate what they are doing. And I don't know if that ever happened.
Yeah, and to give Katie's mention at the top, and obviously Winston probably has their issues. High Point,
sure.
Thomasville, Lexington,
Winston does,
better
yeah.
now too.
Danville. I mean, you know, there's businesses that close. It was just shocking because these places have been open for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. there is one that's fairly more recent, but still a long time that you felt like okay. But Greensboro, growing up here, there was nothing.
Right.
Nothing downtown. And then the Tanger Center.
Club,
and,
that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was in club. And you went, if you're coming downtown, I've said this 1,000 times, you were going to court. Like the only time you came, there was no reason to go downtown during the day. Mm-hmm. And then there's a million awesome restaurants. You got the Tanger Center. You got Carolina Theater. You got Greensboro. I mean, you got so many really cool things that did not, that wasn't a thing, mm-hmm. a destination point. And so they've come a long way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's one of those things you're trying to get through 2025. And you're like, okay, if we can have a good holiday season, maybe we can make it. And then January, like, we just can't do this anymore.
Well,
I don't know.
A good friend mentioned, who is a business owner, mentioned that, you know, COVID was not just a one-time deal. COVID
right.
is, mm-hmm. there are still businesses that are struggling because of COVID.
I was part of one that got wiped out.
Sure.
That was very, very popular.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though. Another thing a lot of people don't realize is like the waffle place
mm-hmm.
is a pretty good niche. McCool's is a niche. You've got to market and advertise because you mm-hmm. lose
yeah.
the brand, meaning you can't just depend on everybody knows that because younger people are coming up. Not everybody knows that. And most people don't know. To me, the waffle place is mm-hmm. such a niche that if you told about what the restaurant is, like if they put an ad on the radio, if you told what the restaurant is, oh, that sounds cool, you might gravitate to that. You can't just rely on nothing. You have to have a marketing budget.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I was actually having that conversation just yesterday because it was one of those things where, yes, of course, we know about certain restaurants because we're up and down these streets every single day.
Right.
But if you go even, you know, to Kernersville, you might not know what is in downtown Greensboro. You go to Winston-Salem, you probably have no idea because mostly, and I know this because I've lived in both cities, if you live in Winston, you're like, I can never drive to Greensboro.
Right.
And if you live in Greensboro, you're like, I can never drive
right.
to Winston.
Yeah.
And I was always like, big deal. I do it twice a day sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Now that I live in one, I'm like, I'm not driving to the other one.
I've actually,
so you wouldn't know.
When we go to Winston, because we work here, it's almost like a staycation. We
sure.
get like a hotel. It's all new. And
uh-huh.
there is
different
new
restaurants,
stuff there.
Yeah.
And,
but it
yeah.
is. It's like the fact is, if you don't know it exists, then how can you go there?
Well, and I think I heard this before, and maybe I made the point. You know, everyone knows McDonald's, but they advertise, and people are, oh, they're big, but they advertise nonstop.
And so does Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola and Wendy's mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then people, oh, they're big companies, but they have this huge, they have to have a huge budget to stay top of mind, to
right.
be competitive. They
right.
can't just hope that you remember, and then I'll see something like, oh, I Nuggets, mm-hmm. or like the new meal that they got with whoever at the time, or Wendy's breakfast, or whatever, you know, that's new, or different things, or Matt, some of the Wendy's stuff here, the chicken tenders. Like, they have chicken tenders?
Mm-hmm.
Boom!
Mm-hmm.
You can't just think that. And then I think a lot of people, and I'm not blaming business owners, because it's hard, and the margins can be tight. But they think, oh, if I have a Facebook, Instagram page, that's mm-hmm. enough. It's not.
It's not.
It's hitting so little.
Yeah. I have a friend that owns a restaurant, and it's been successful. But then it's also, I'll meet people that have lived 5 minutes from there for 20 years. They've never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's a problem. Because he doesn't advertise.
Well,
he
think about
doesn't.
This. You know, the Kernersville place, we advertise. Mm-hmm. We advertise all the time because we want to. And it's the niche of advertising, too. Like, the waffle place's niche is the waffles. McCool's might have something that's niche. Even McDonald's, like you just said, Jared, they're advertising usually something particular.
We have a new Minecraft meal or whatever.
Yeah, or, you know, iced tea, all the drinks are $1.
Right.
It's the one thing. Sometimes some of these businesses want to shove everything in one commercial. I would produce the commercial. I'm like, I have no idea what Monday night is, and I produced it. But you just listed every single night.
Yeah, what are they specializing in?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not
right.
sure. I don't know. And all of this talk was not to, I mean, it is to promote advertising, but it's also because it's very sad.
Yeah, you don't
for
want to
a
see
community,
something that seemed like it fails.
You don't. And especially because these are local people who are trying their best
yes.
to start up and build something in a community that they love, and odds are you know them or you know somebody or you
and
get to know them.
People, yeah.
Yes, and it's just really sad.
I hope this is not the start of something really bad, meaning is it going to continue to do that? Because what ends up happening is they've already had a start of 4 or 5 businesses, and that means less people are going to gravitate. It's all over the place. People, oh, I'm not going down there. Well, why would I go down there? Everything's closing. And that even hurts more businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
And by the way, our mayor, we got to learn how to say her name.
Mary Kay Abuzawater.
Okay.
A who?
Mary Kay A.
I mean, I saw it. I was very, I did not trust myself to say it right.
Yeah. It's a booze waiter.
A booze waiter.
A booze waiter.
I can remember that. A booze.
A booze. A waiter.
Oh, booze Katie waiter. All the time.
A booze waiter.
Katie will never forget it.
She's like, I've done that before. I booze a waiter.
She's going to do what Jason does. She'll call every mayor henceforth a booze waiter.
So Katie can remember because a booze waiter and Jason can remember abuse a waiter.
Oh my God.
That is messed up, Jared. Why would you say that?
Because it's funny.
I will say, though, for Katie, it's very easy to mention because she could be sitting at the restaurant with Ben and just say, I need some booze and a waiter to bring it to me.
And right, exactly. I'll be like, who can I call? Oh, they are a booze waiter.
Yeah, but Mary Kay A or a booze waiter. She also ran Mahi's restaurant for 22 years.
Mahi's,
and I remember seeing and hearing their commercials for years. She knew the advertising. That's not about that, but that also helps.
Yes. There's a lot to do.
There's a million
and the margins
things.
Are scary. I mean, like, I'm part of one, and I look at it, and everybody thinks this is the truth. Oh my gosh, this place is making a ton of money
right
when they get in there and it's busy. Mm-hmm. They have no idea there's so many expenses from the kitchen to the grease traps to the rags.
The New Year's Eve DJ.
Yes.
Right.
That was a cost for you guys.
Everything. Yeah. Every aspect about that. The rent. I mean, the power bill is out of control. And you look at it and then you have, for instance, on Saturday it's supposed to snow. That wipes out our biggest night. Mm-hmm. I mean, although we had an advantage last week because locals, they came and it packed the place in the day. But at night, we have probably a week or Sunday. But it's very difficult and you don't know what goes into it. It's so much.
Well, and if you are a small business that also focuses on, you know, local, it's not just maintaining the building and all the things that keep it going and all the servers and, you know, the thing. But it's also the farmers who you're getting your food from, who are growing the food.
Yeah.
It goes so deep that it's like things we don't think about.
The suppliers for everything that's in your restaurant.
All of the things.
The forks, the napkins,
everything.
The plates, the cups, the
rugs,
straws.
All the things that you just don't think about and why it is important to eat local, shop local.
Very.
All right.
I know. It just
feels... We solved it.
We
solved
we?
It. No, but I think you draw attention to it. Yeah. And when you go out to eat, which we do here as a show, when we do go out to eat together, 99% of the time, it's a locally owned restaurant.
When we say locally owned, independent restaurant.
Independently, yeah.
It's not a big chain usually.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I know people that work at chains, they, you know, it could be local investors in that, but like we just try to focus on that. And
Katie spends a ton of money on lunch. So
yeah,
if you can get Katie to go to your business, then you're going to stay in business for the next month.
If there's one person who loves to support their community, it's this girl. It's this girl.
Or eating lunch. No, you do, for sure. And then like, I owe you guys 400 lunches.
You
so
do.
We can really stimulate going into next month. Let's go.
Perfect.
We're about to save a business.
Yes, we are. We'll pick one and they'll be able to, you know, be open for another year.
Yeah.